thought?
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I understand that Olam just started Mecca Tais. So I wanted to touch on some basics, dispel some notions about Mecca Tais, and then we'll try to focus on Sif Aleph of Reish Lamed Beis. Two notions I want to dispel. One is that when you purchase an item that's defective and it's grounds for a Mekach Tois, when you go back to your seller and you tell him, well, it's broken or whatever it is, that the color runs or whatever it is, so very often the merchants will tell you, okay, so go back to the manufacturer. As if I didn't make this clothing defective. I just bought it from my supplier, bought it from the manufacturer. The manufacturer made something defective, so go back to the manufacturer. There's no such taina. If I buy it from the merchant, the merchant's achroi. The merchant's on the line to me. The merchant then could go to his supplier, and then the supplier could go to the manufacturer. But I have nothing to do with the manufacturer. I bought it from you, I go to you. That they try to deflect and send you running somewhere else, that's not correct in halacha.
Even if the merchant states what their policy is, like most merchants have, they have 30 days to return it to us if defective, and after that you have to go to the manufacturer.
So we could talk about if you can make a prapa tonight, but in absence of a condition, in absence of it tonight, that's it. You got to deal with the situation, and there's no time limitation, although there's somewhat means we're going to discuss. If you used it afterwards, we'll discuss some points, but really, in absence of any condition, you have a right to go to your merchant, and your merchant can't send you chasing someone else. That's one point. The second point is another problem, is that sometimes the merchants say, okay, fine, so we'll give you a credit, a store credit. That's also not true. There's no such thing. If I buy something that's defective, I need my money back. Had I given the store a store credit, then they can give me a store credit back. But if I give them real money, then they have to give me real money back. The fact that they say, oh, it's defective, I'll give you store credit, that makes no sense. A store credit is maybe good if they have a policy that you're allowed to return when it's not defective, a 30-day policy of returns to see if you like it. So then they could create, okay, they didn't have to give you anything back because nothing wrong with the item. So then, fine, we could say that, okay, I'm being nice, I'll give you store credit. But if something's defective and if something's flawed with the sale, then you can't stick the buyer with a store credit. You have to give money back to the buyer. Okay. And one more point is, and Yat Hashem, you're going to learn it, but, and that's called, we talk about what the time limitation is, it's called Hishtamshis. You're going to get up to it in Siv Gimel. So I'm going to need it for today's shiur as well, that if I discover a mum, some defect in the item, and I continue to use the item, even if I use it once thereafter, that's called Hishtamshis. If I use it after I know them about the mum, I could no longer tie in a Mekach Tais. I just waived my claim of Mekach Tais. And the reason being, let's go with the guy in Masechtas. The guy in Masechtas says is because since you plan on returning it, means you plan on undoing the deal retroactively, because you're claiming that's a Mekach Tais. So then it comes out that it's not your item, it's the seller's item. So how are you using someone else's item? If you're using it, you are a Shoyl Shaloi Midas, and you're a Gazlan, even Issa Daraisa of Gzela. So how in the world are you using this item that's not yours? Must be, we deduce from that usage, must be that you waived your right for a Mekach Tais, and you plan on keeping the item, because which Yid wants to be a Gazlan? So must be, if you did this, must be you waived the right, you waived your claim of Mekach Tais, and therefore you're stuck with it, and you can no longer tie in a Mekach Tais. That's a Shtamshes, is a Mechila. Okay, I really want to focus, this is just a backdrop, I want to really want to focus on Sif Aleph.
Real life example happening 20 years ago. I'm just curious exactly what you were saying. I bought a white shirt once from a Jewish store, and I went to a simcha underlying that white shirt, and I opened it right before Shabbos, not realizing it was a child's shirt. So I was forced into wearing it. I mean, whatever it is. Yes, I knew I was going to return it.
So then,
but
yeah,
I had
so,
no choice.
So at that point, you had no right to return it because you mishtamish with it. And I'll explain.
But I was forced into it.
What are you forced
into?
Why can you? What, yeah, I know. But,
why isn't it
that
we're taking the
chutzlah?
If you're going, if you're taking it chutzlah or something, the seller should have known that people take their shirts for Shabbos.
So you had no other shirt to wear at all?
No.
And you couldn't borrow one from the host?
Correct.
Yeah. So we could talk about that. That is a piskei tshuva, like he said, Rabbi Blazer said that there's a piskei tshuva about an einis, and that itself needs a beer. How that works? If you talk about an einis, I'll exchange stories. My sister once went to a restaurant with my brother-in-law, and in the middle of the meal, they smell something like A very strong smell is coming out, an odor. There's an odor there in the restaurant. And they were like wondering what's going on, and I'm like trying to identify this odor in the restaurant. Maybe it's like a mother thing that happened in the restaurant. And at the end, they identified that the odor is coming from her blouse. She purchased this blouse. It was a brand new. She just put it on. And it had a kerosene type of a smell. It was like a strong smell coming out. They didn't realize it at the point. So freeze the moment at that point, and they, let's just assume at that point that they would not be able to get that smell out by sending it to the cleaners or whatever it is. Let's say they could establish that, because if not, then labdaf kitzamum, you clean it and you'll be good. But let's say they could establish that this smell is not coming out. So at that point, my brother-in-law tells you have a choice, not much of a choice. It's either you continue wearing the blouse and your moichel, or you take off your blouse in the middle of a restaurant, which is not an option. So basically, they were forced to wear it. It's a little more forced than your situation, drop more, right, on that type of situation. And then you're going to see, Mitzvah Reb Leitch will discuss the Pesukei Teshuva. It's not so simple, that Pesukei Teshuva. You have to know how it plays around in the lumdus of what?
You don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Because the Marshal, let's play this out. Let's play this out differently. Let's say you got there and you realized you have no shirt. You forgot to pack in a shirt. And lo and behold, you see that, let's say, the person you're staying by has shirts. And let's say the host is not home. And you see that they have shirts. But you're forced. You're mamish forced. So you're going to go to shul without a shirt? You're mamish forced. So you decide to help yourself and use the host's shirt. Did that give you right to use the shirt? Shoshamath. He's a gazan, same gzela, same lav, the rice, the same everything. So you're really not forced to be over that lot. So here too, the fact that you bought it, so you're forced. Okay, so you're forced. But the same thing, you're shor shalom yinas. You're not allowed to do it. You
belie. But it's on the moichel to know that that's a strong possibility to happen. So he's taking responsibility for such a matzah.
At first, it's not a strong possibility to happen. It's very rare to happen.
Usually they're wearing clothes, and they're going to notice the moment while they're wearing the clothes.
Right.
In fact, the whole thing is rare. How often these things happen? We should have known.
Anytime there's a moment, the moichel knows that the moment is going to be found when the person's wearing it.
The person is being mishtamashed, even in the clothing, so you take off his shirt and put on another shirt. He should know that he's in Florida on vacation, only has one shirt.
It's
common you have only one shirt in Florida?
What's going on? You didn't notice it when you put it on.
So you could figure out why we didn't take it off and to put
on some.
All right. Okay, but in the case of Piskachu was by a horse, okay, we could talk about it. I was going to focus on something else entirely, Rabbi Isai, and that is Midu Mishka Laminyan, and that's Sif Aleph, and that's, I just needed this as a little of a backdrop, but that's Sif Aleph, and Sif Aleph deals with when you buy something and you were shortchanged in an amount. I bought, I don't know, a dozen bagels, and I came out with 11. Whatever it was, I got shortchanged in a number. Nothing's defective, everything is good, just not enough. I purchased a property and it was supposed to be 22,000 square feet and it came out to be only 21,000 square feet. What do I do now? When I'm shortchanged on a number, what's the halacha then? That's what I want to focus on. And it will give you like a standard situation. I don't know if anyone is bored, but if anyone's bored, you can count tissues in the tissue box. So when it says on it the count is 200 tissues or 300 tissues, you count them, you'll see it's not 300, it's not 200 like they say. Yeah. If anyone tried it, you could try it now. After the shiur, you have nothing to do. You could try it and count. And in fact, it, like in a 200. Well, no, it's not by weight. You take out the shoebox. It says 200 count or 300 count, whatever it is. And if you, it doesn't say by weight on it, and you'll see that in two, when they say 200 tissues, there's 198. And when it's 300 tissues, there's 297. It sounds funny, right? No, so I'll tell you the reason why. It's because by law, since you can't be exact, it's very hard to be exact, so they had to create a law. So the law was that you're allowed to be off by 1%. So they are so exact, they're always off by that 1%. So because they want to shortchange you that 3 tissues, and after selling 10 boxes, it's 30 tissues, 100 boxes, it's 300 tissues, they just gain one box. So that's how they go, and the mom is very exact. So when you have such a, obviously no one apparently is bored here. Okay, but I'm a guy like me is like a bored guy, so you can't count it, you'll see that it's off. I don't know what the Yiddish companies do now that the Yiddish companies start making tissues, I don't know, Aspen and the like, but that's how it is by the Goyish companies. They have a certain formula, how much you're allowed to be off, and they capitalize that to the, like, mommy's so exact. Okay, so that's Midu Mishkal Minyan. These type of situations, when you have Midu Mishkal Minyan, what's the halacha? When you're buying an amount and it's short either on weight, it's short on number, it's short on size, what's the halacha? So there the Gemara says, if you're something short, but Midu Mishkal Minyan, it's a tois, and it's a mekak tois, and it's koizah. And unlike a no, unlike a no, that there's a up to a variable, up to a shtus, you're allowed to be off up to a shtus and still be considered a good mekak, and you can't claim a no. Over here, it's not like that. If you off even something less than a shtus, I sold you 100 nuts and you got 99, 1% off, or like the tissue case, that 1% is grounds for something. We'll talk about what the something is. But there is no mechila. We don't say that you're moichel. The Gemara says it's choyza. Amar Rava, kodav shebemidah v'mishka v'sham yaminyan. I feel a box mekdei I know is choyzer. And there's a machlekes yishoinim, a major machlekes yishoinim, many different pshatim, I'm only going to share with the oilam, the two basic pshatim that are le'alacha, what the taich of the word choyzer is. The first sheet is the sheet of Rashba, and the Rashba says Chayza means Chayza the Toyis. The Toyis is Chayza. The Hainu, that we prorate the deal. If I paid $3 for that tissue box, it's supposed to have 300 tissues in it, and it came out to be 297 tissues, so it was off on 3 tissues, 1%, so we'll discount the CO by 1%, and instead of me giving you $3, I'll give you $202.97. I'll be prorated based on what's off, if it's something that's proratable. Clearly, for example, I go into a store and I wanted to buy a suit size 42, and they sell me a suit size 40. We don't say, okay, it's a good sale, but we'll prorate it, we'll give you off 2% of the price of the suit. That doesn't work, because I can't wear a 40 suit. I need a 42 suit. But if something is proratable, something is has value to its portion as much as to the entirety, 297 tissues work just as well as 300 tissues. It's just a numbers game. It's just a matter of numbers. And then we could prorate the deal, and the toyos is chayza. We give back the difference. We prorate the deal. The other shita is the shita Ramban. And the Ramban learns that chayza means chayzer hamekach. If you off by anything, the mekach is chayza. Off by 1%, it's grounds for mekach toyos. Just like by mum is a mekach tois, over here too, it's grounds for mekach tois, and that's it. That seal is over. Mm-hmm. However, the Ramban has a different idea that it's not always a mekach tois. He introduces another concept, and he says that if it's something that's efshar lahashlim, you have the right to be mashlim. That is, if I go to the seller and say, you know, you only gave me 297 tissues, you off on 3, so it's a mekach tois, the seller could counter back and say, hey, 1 second, you're missing 3 tissues? No problem, here's 3 tissues. And I made you whole. You're claiming that you're lacking an amount, I'll make you whole. You're missing that one nut of the 100? No problem, here's another nut, and you're good to go. So according to Ramban, if something that's possible to fill up, you have the right to fill it up, to be mashlim, and then you're good to go. Yeah, that we don't. That's not a grounds for a mekatois. There's no compensation for that, and we're going to take even to the next step. You'll see there's even more tech in a second. Hold on. So again, according to the Rashba, we prorate the sale. According to Ramban, it's a mekatois, but the seller has the right to make you whole. Now, the simple reading of the Ramban is that the seller has to make you whole. The seller has to give you the three tissues. However, according to the Drisha and the Nesivis and others, the seller doesn't have to give you three tissues. He gives you three pennies, and he tells you, go buy yourself three tissues with three pennies. It's a penny a tissue. Here you are, here's your three pennies, and now you go buy three tissues. So what about the tircha then? Still, that's not an excuse. They have the right. The seller has the right to now give you a credit enough that you could make yourself whole.
That's so, only things that are mostly to be sold. In other words, a tissue box might be sold as a set. It might not apply to tissue boxes. It's just giving a dumb...
If you can't make yourself whole, then you can't make yourself whole.
You buy yourself another tissue box, but you're not getting a tissue.
So you can never get that. I don't know. But let's talk about nuts, things that are sold by weight or whatever it is. I went to the store. I wanted six bananas. I came home with five. Fine, no problem. Here's whatever it is, 25 cents, and buy yourself another banana, whatever it is. So you could be made whole since you have the ability to make yourself whole. So then now we're good to go. So if I can't make you whole, for example, let's say the suit story, I wanted to buy a 42 and you gave me a 40, or I needed a property, a certain size, because I want to build a new kollel and I need mamish that size because Baruch Hashem, we were mamish expanding and exploding here and there's no way to walk through the shul, so we need a little larger. And then, okay, fine, well, yeah, I told you it's 30,000 square feet, but it's really only 18,000 square feet. What am I going to do with that? I can't make myself whole. What am I going to do? I can't take a piece from next door neighbors. No one's giving it to me, so I have nowhere to make myself whole. I can't tell me, okay, so take 18,000 here and then take 12,000 across the street. That doesn't work. You can't build a building like over a street, over a bridge. Like, how am I going to work? So if it's something that's not solvable, so then that will be grounds for Mecca Toys. But if I can make you whole, I give you that money, that's enough to make you whole.
That's the case of Machlokes Ramban and Rashba.
So what's the case of Machlokes Ramban and Rashba? Oh, so where's the Machlokes? So let's talk about a Machlokes. Where's Machlokes Ramban and Rashba? So first, a simple Machlokes is if it's not Efshar LaHashlim, you wanted 30,000 square feet, you got 29,000 square feet. Let's assume that that's enough to still build your dream kollel, right? Let's just say. So according to the Rashba, we'll prorate the deal. According to the Ramban, nothing doing. It's a Mekatois. You were shortchanged. I can't make you whole, it's a mekaktais. But I want to show you that there's really another nafkamina, even when it is solvable. For example, I sold you 100 nuts for $100, a dollar a nut, and you only got 99. So according to the Rashba, you pay $99, you prorate the deal, I give you a dollar back. But what happens if COVID hit, and now nuts went up in price, and now a nut is $2 a nut? So according to the Rashba, you still only get your $1 back. We prorate the initial deal. The deal was 100 nuts for $100. You get back $1 because now you're paying $99 for 99 nuts, and that's perfectly fine. According to the Ramban, really it's grounds for a mekaktois. What stops the mekaktois is what we call hashlama. I'll solve the problem, I'll make you whole. Well, today, to make you whole costs $2. I can't give you a dollar and say, go make yourself whole. A dollar can't buy a nut anymore. So I need to give you $2 to make you whole. So according to Ramban, I'll then have to give you $2 instead of $1. So it's a simple nafkamina between the Ramban and Rashba. In Ramban, really it's a mekaktois. We don't prorate the sale. I have to give you money to make yourself whole. Well, whatever it costs. If it goes up in price, I'll give you more. If it goes down in price, I give you less. Whatever it takes to make you whole. According to Rashba, we just prorate the initial sale. So it's a different lumdis, and it therefore has a different nafkamina.
The Rashba only agrees to this far. It's different than a kli that has a mum, because the fact is that it's easily proratable. I put 100 good. Knots. So the reason why you could prorate it is because
good.
They're shava, and I just gave 97.
Good.
So you get three more. It's not a big deal. But if it changes, the price changes.
No. Rashi's not talking about what you could get out there. Rashi says that a person, when he buys 100 knots, doesn't need an exact 100. You know, if there are people on the diet that they eat 28 knots a day and they calculate it by four, so they need exactly, you know, we could talk about it. He needs exactly 112 knots for 4 days. I got it. But it's not like that. But it's 97 knots does justify the job as 100 knots, just I got 97%, that's all. So nothing to do with I'll buy. I'll never be able to buy. There are no knots to be had anymore in the world, and still you prorate the deal and we're good to go, going to the Rashba, Machen Kintan Ramban. But I want to share with the Olam one more basic nafkamina between the Ramban and the Rashba. It's a Yisaidistik nafkamina. Watch this, Rabbi Zayn. We mentioned that halacha that if I buy an item that has a defect and I use the item, if I knew about the defect, it's a mechila. Because how could I use somebody else's item without its permission? It's a shol shalim yidaz. Must be I was meichel. And on the side, Rav Moshe says, and even if the person tiny is that he was a gazlan and he didn't mean to be meichel, he's not neman, everyone has a cheskes kashrus, he would never do such a thing. And memela, it blibes a mechila. That's by mum. And what's by midu mishko minyan? So the Bach says, by Mido Mishko Minyan, it's the same thing. That if somebody, after he noticed that he was shortchanged, he didn't get his 100 nuts, he only got 99, but he's chalishing, he wants to eat the nut. So he starts eating one nut, he starts eating what he purchased. The Bach says, that's it, it's done, you just moichel, and you cannot taina anymore. Makatois, you can go back to the cell, if anything, you are done. You're done. Because you are Michael, since you mishtamish with this item, you are done. Just like by mum, if you mishtamish, blibes the mechila. So too over here, by midu mishka minyan, if you start using it, it's over, it blibes the mechila.
Even so you're required to, you buy 1,000 nuts, you're required to count them when you go home first?
No, you're not required to count them because you could assume that they're fine. So you don't have to, although later, tissues, I'm telling you right now, is not fine. I'm giving you notice. But yeah, nuts you could assume is fine, and then until you discover the problem. We're only talking about, by the way, by mum also, you're allowed to use the item till you discover the mum. It's just once you discover the mum, you can no longer use the item. If you do, it blibes the mechila.
Even in the Rashba or only in the Ramban?
Oh, very good. One second. We're getting there.
The mum, you use it, and let's say it gets ruined because it wasn't fit for use, so it's a defect with it. And you bring it back to now a broken item, do you owe him anything if you benefited from it?
Oh, so that's a halacha. Later on, we're going to get to Sifta Zav. I leave that up to Rabbi Blazer to deal with the Shtamshis. Good. So now, by midu u'mishka l'minyan, the Baruch says if you use it, it's a mechila. Many achroinim jump on the Baruch, and they say that this can't be. It doesn't make sense. Bishloim by mum, where there's a defect and it's grounds for a mekach toyes, so then retroactively it's not mine, it's yours, it's the seller's, so how can I use a seller's item without his rishus? I'm a shor shalei midas. But by midu mishkol minin, whether we go like the Ramban or we go like the Rashba, the seal is final. For example, according to the Rashba, we prorate the seal. So if we prorate the seal, these 99 knots are never going back to you. You're just going to give me credit, a discount, well, prorate the sale. 100 knots is $100, 99 knots is $99. But these 99 knots are mine for keeps forever. So I'm allowed to use these knots. These knots will never go back to the seller. So by me using it, why should that be considered a mechila? And even in the Ramban, they say that since you're mechuyev to be mashlim, since when you purchase something and it came out short, the seller's mechuyev to adjust and give me money to compensate that I should be able to make myself whole. So again, these 99 knots are never going back to the seller. So then why should the shtamshes be a mechila? That's what they ask in the Bach, and they blibe shrei in the Bach. And they give it.
You don't have to come into the word mechila, the seller's got more.
The sale is.
If you come on to Mechila, the sale is a good sale. It's complete.
The sale is complete, right? Correct, without mechila. Right, yeah. I'm just saying that since it's done, and either because you prorate or because you mashlim, so then what's going on? Why should ishtamshes be considered mechila if I'm using my item, not your item? And they ask even more, just to prove this concept that you can't run with ishtamshes, because bayayna, rabbi say, if you recall bayayna, if you're shortchanged, you're overcharged exactly ishtos. The halach is the mekach is kayim, and your mangzir the ayna. So let's say I paid $700 for a $600 item. The mekach is final. Just the seller has to give me back $100 the ayna. And what happens if I use that item if I discovered I was overcharged and I didn't go back to the seller yet? What's the halacha? The Ritva says my ishtamshes is not a mechila. Because since the sale is final, I'll for sure keep the item. I just could claim from the seller the $100, so my shtamches is not a mechila. Bishlam, if you charge me $750 for a $600 item, if you charge me more than a shtos, so it's grounds for mekach toys, then if I use the item, it's a mechila, because I plan on giving it back. It's more than a shtos. But if it's the exact shtos that the mekach is claiming, and you just have to credit me for what you overcharge, the shtamches is not a mechila. So how come the Bach is saying that Ishtamshes is a mechila? And to add fuel to the fire, just one more, is that if you look in the Rambam, it's clearly the Rambam didn't hold like this. Because the Rambam was the one who introduced to us the concept that Ishtamshes is a mechila. And he goes like this, Sif Aleph is Midu Mishko Minyan. Here he doesn't mention Ishtamshes is a mechila. Sif Gimel, he starts with Mum, Halacha Gimel, and he says, Mum is a mekatois, but if you use it, it's a mechila. Why did he introduce that concept two halakas earlier by midu mishka minin? Clearly, the Rambam held that by midu mishka minin, if you use it, you're not moicha. There's no mechila. Mashaking only by mum when you use it as a mechila. So they bombed the Bach. What is going on? What are you saying, the Bach, that ishtamshes is a mechila? Why is ishtamshes a mechila? So, to which I believe the answer is that these achrayim, for some reason, nemdon, they thought it was pashut that not only in the Rashba is the sale final, but even in the Ramban the sale is final, and the seller is forced to be mashlim. So therefore, since the sale is final, why is ishtamshes a mechila? Laniz daiti, it's not the case. Laniz daiti in the Ramban, at least just in the Ramban, it's really a mekach tois. It's an option for the seller to block the mekach tois by being mashlim. Should the seller stand in ceremony and say, I am not being mashlim, because in Thai, carry through with the mekach tois, you'll undo the seal retroactively. Because think about it, Rabbi, say, how can I force the seller to be mashlim? With what din? What chiv does the seller have to be mashlim? Can I even create a kinyan to force him to be mashlim? I can make a shibit aguf, but that's not what I did. I bought 100 nuts. It came out to be short. When was the seller mechayiv himself that he's going to be mashlim? So, just like the mashlim, if I give you money to buy a car and you back out, you don't have to give me a car. It might be mishapara. But if I don't have a kinyan, nothing's chal. So where do I have a kinyan on those future nuts that I'm missing? Where do I have a... I mean, it's a davar shel b'olam. Even the seller doesn't have these nuts. It's in the store. So I'm making a kinyan that the seller has to give me the nut that's in the store? It doesn't make sense. How does this work? I remember I spoke to Razam Nechemya Goldberg Zatzal, and he told me also, he agrees that there's no chiv on the seller to be mashlim. We're taking on a Vesheva coin. Vesheva coin holds otherwise. Vesheva coin holds that there is a chiv on the seller to be mashlim. But at least in suggesting in the Bach, that the Bach held that there was no chiv to be mashlim. Having said that now, Rabbi Yisai, so let's play it out. I come to you and I say, you're short a nut. You could turn around and either make me whole or say, you know what, you're right. So mekach tois, give me back my 99 nuts. Since the seller could do that, so how could the buyer then go ahead and use even one nut? So then the ishtamshes is a mechila. The Bach held that you can't force the seller. So the Bach held like the Ramban, which is Pashas of what the Bach went with, because Beis Yosef went with the Ramban. The Bach held like the Ramban that you can't force me to give that nut. So then if that's the case, the 99 nuts aren't for sure mine. So if you use it, it's a mechila. In the world of the Rashba, like you wanted to suggest, that would be a nafkamin. In the world of the Rashba, you prorate the seal no matter what. So then the tamcha is not going to be a mechila. But in the world of the Ramban, that it's not automatically made whole. I don't have to be mashlim. So then you're not guaranteed to keep your purchase, your items, your nuts. So then how do you use them? If you use them, that's going to be a mechila. The Rambam doesn't mention the Shamshas of Mechila because the Rambam, according to many Rishonim, goes like the Rashba. So he didn't have his Shamshas of Mechila by Mido Mishkaminin, only by Mum. But the Rambach went with the Ramban, and in the world of the Ramban, his Shamshas will be a Mechila.
Even both of them would agree, the Ramban and the Rashba would agree that the
Mecha
has the option to say, okay, I might be
a Mechila. No, according to Rashba, there's no option on the Mecha. It's automatically prorated. That's the Rashba. You prorate the deal. When I buy 100 nuts for $100, it's as if I'm buying 99 nuts for $99, 98 nuts for $98, 97 nuts for $97. I'm buying just per nut. It's prorated the sale. So Mamela, it's guaranteed that the sale is going through. Now, let me share with you, Rabbi Isai, we're at the end here, but let me share with you, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Ramban, or we paskin like the Rashba? So the Shita Mukabetis, he has a Tshuvah Sefer called Rabbeinu Betzalel Ashkenazi. Tshuvah Rabbeinu Betzalel Ashkenazi. There he says it's a Sveika Dedina. There is no Akhra. In fact, Akhroinim, the Paiskim, have a Machloikis, had to touch the words of the Machaba. Does he mean the Ramban? Or does he mean the Rashba? You look, the Beragoyli says one way, the other Akhroinim said the other way. Just Pasha, there is no Akhra. So let me share with you a true story. We'll end off with this story. Stories like this. Story happened in Lakewood 20 years ago or more. Person was built a house, he's moving into a new house, moving in at the end of the week. Of course, in order for him to live in a house, he needs shades up. So Baruch Hashem, he ordered shades. You know, windows have different sizes, but it's fine. Most, he ordered shades from a shade company. It was in the summertime, you'll see why that's important. And he ordered shades from a shade company, and the shades were delivered at the end of the week, like Thursday night, Friday, and they were being hung on Friday. They had the guy to come down Friday to hang the shades like this. We'll have shades for Shabbos. We'll have his privacy. He can live in the house. And when they start opening up and seeing the shades, his house had 34 windows and only 16 shades were delivered. So he could figure out an eitz. If he could use these 16 shades, he could figure out to put them up in like the prime places, the dining room, the living room, the bedrooms, and he'll be able to live in the house Shabbos, you know, somewhat in a privacy setting. So, but he didn't have all the shades. And if you're going to use some of them, what's he going to do? So he immediately calls the seller and tells the seller, by the way, you're supposed to deliver me 34 shades. You didn't come through. You only delivered me a portion of the shades. When am I getting the rest of the shades? I need them. What can I use the shades in the meantime, the ones that you did deliver? But in the olden days in Lakewood, it's like probably like North Miami today. It's like we weren't so into business and everything was like chilled out massive. So when it came to the summer, they went up to the weekend to the country. Store was closed Friday. It's, you know, happens. Even today, Lakewood runs on a different system. 3:30, the city's closed. Like if you need anything done, I have a nephew, he is a mortgage broker, he actually is in Surfside, I was there last night, and he says like Lakewood is like a world of its own. Come 3:30, you can't get anything done in Lakewood. Because all the ladies go home with the kids. No, that's it. The businesses are basically at a standstill. So fine. So came Friday, the seller wasn't to be reached. Because the seller went up to the mountains. Store's closed Friday. That's it. It's done. Now he has a problem. Does he put on the shades or not? He needs the shades for Shabbos. If he puts on the shades, the box says, you mishtamish, it's a mechila. You don't put on the shades. Like what is...
on the balance?
Mechila on, that's right. I cannot ask for any of the shades. I'm done. Again, I have 100 nuts, you deliver 99, I use even one of them, it's a mechila on everything that's missing.
I don't have to pay for what I didn't get, but I have no time to return it to
that. No, I have to pay also.
I'm paying for what I didn't get.
No, because it's one mecca, right? One mecca, and there's one chiv that you owe.
No, not
in the Rashba, I'm going in the world of Ramban. I owe you $100 for 100 nuts. You use one nut.
Then you have time to stumble right now.
We could talk about it. No, it's a different sugya. We could talk about it. But 100 nuts, you use one, you're done. According to the world of Rabach,
the Ramban.
Bach's Ramban, you are done. You use it, you are done. Now, have to be. So here, How do you deal with this? So you go like this, and if you hold like the Rashba that you prorate it, so the shades will remain mine forever. So then if I use it, it's not a mechilos. I could gladly put up the shades without permission. I don't need the seller's permission. If you go like the Ramban, if I use even one shade, it's a shtam shes in the mechila. I waive every time I have for the shades that are missing, and I'm done. What do I do? So, if I'm muksik in the money, I'll tie the kimli, I go like the Rashba, because again, there's no achra, it's fake adedina, and therefore my ishtamshis is not a mechila, and but if you're muksik, then you can tie it. Now, so against the money, and against those shades that are missing, right, the seller was holding on to those shades that are missing. So they could tie in kimli that you use some of the shades, you're Michael the rest of the shades. So memela, I'm not giving you any more shades. We could argue, we could say that since the shades that I do have, I'm mux again, maybe that gives me the right to use it, and I'm not a shor shloim medas on it, and memela the seller can tie in a kimli like the Ramban. It gets a little complicated, but it's not so partial. I want to share with you a reason why I told the person he could use his shades. And that is, there's a Chuvas Avnei Neza. I'm leaving you off with this. There's a Chuvas Avnei Neza. Avnei Neza says that this whole sugya, Mido Mishka Minyan, is when you make a purchase on numerous items with one price. $100 for 100 nuts. $3 for a tissue box. I didn't tell you I'm buying a tissue for a penny. I'm buying 300 tissues, this box, for $3. But what happens when it comes, for example, by shades? You get an itemized bill. Well, the shades that are 24 inches and how many quantity is 22 windows equals, you know, per window price, and it is. Then the larger windows, how many quantity, 6 times this amount equals this. When you get an itemized bill and every one is sold as an individual unit, even if there's one big tally to the entire bill, but since it's sold per unit, the Avnei Neza says that this is not Mido Mishka Minyan. What you really did was, unknowns to you and to the seller, you made 34 purchases on 34 shades. You didn't make one purchase buying 34 shades. You made 34 individual purchases. Yeah, maybe at one time. But 34 individual purchases, because the way it was itemized, it's itemized bill per shade, per price. So then it's each purchase is on its own. It's independent of one another. The shades that I got, the sale was complete. I could use them. The shades I didn't get, it didn't even start. There's no chesaron mido mishka minyan. It's a different thing.
All the windows are the same size.
Sorry?
All the windows,
but even on the way the invoice comes in is this is the type of shade, this is the size, this is the quantity, this is the price, and it go per shade. You're right, if we could have that, depending how it's structured, but if it's sold per shade, means when I sell you 100 nuts for $100 is one thing. If I sell you 100 nuts, but I'm telling you it's a dollar a nut, so then the Avnei Neza says that really you did 100 purchases. You did a nut for a dollar times 100. You did 100 purchases all in one shot per nut.
When you buy something 10 pounds, you pay for each pound.
So if you could break it up like that. But let's say by the tissue box, when you're buying 300 tissues, there you're buying one box of tissues. You're not buying it per tissue. You're buying one box. So it depends on the item. Today, and today everything's computerized, today more and more, basically the items are per unit. Everything is itemized. So in that case, the Avnei Neza holds that it's not a world of Mido Mishka Minyan. It's individual purchases, and each purchase has to be done b'fnei atzmai. But just to recap, Rabbi, so here we have another nafka mina between the Ramban and the Rashba, and that is if you mishtamish, if it's a mechila. If like the Ramban, if you mishtamish, like the Bach says, it would be a mechila. If you go like the Rashba, that you prorate the deal, then the shtamshis is not a mechila. All right, Rabbi, thank you. Good?
Actually wanted to sell 16 shades for the cost of 30. He just said the whole box didn't come yet. The whole box will be in the way. I mean, without the seller, he can never assume that
He's going to sell them 30 shekels for 16 and give the price of 16.
But that's the halacha midah mishkaminin, you know?
But understood in business that something like that may come in two boxes. He got one box, so the box may still be in transit.
But that's
his shtamshu is not going to be more than the rest.
Why not? That's midah mishkaminin. If it was sold as one group, one unit, let's say a package deal, you buy 10 shades, it costs you $1,000. And I bought the 10 shades and only 8 were delivered. So even if it comes in a different box, it's midah mishkaminin. And now if I use it,
it's like a box to Luvum, I guess.
Yeah, right. The seller,
the bulk amount. Right. What happens if a person buys an item? Let's say he drives a half hour to the store, the kosher store comes home and finds the item he bought is expired.
Yeah.
So good. It's okay, so bring it back. I'll accept
right,
it. Sure. Bring it back. I spent an hour driving.
Yeah, but that's halakha. The seller has the right to ask you to bring it back. You're going to see later on in Sif Kofal. You're going to get to that.
Okay, so right there, I got it.
What's with if the price went up? And it's a shroma. So the seller knows. The seller, you know what, let's go make it good because he doubles the amount. He needs to give it back 198 or...
If the seller wants the item back,
yeah,
or he wants,
because it
went up in price,
double the price, so
in the Ramban, the seller has the right to say, bring me back all the items, let's make it a Mecca place.
So he's getting $1 a nut or $2 a nut?
No, the seller just takes back all his nuts and refunds the buyer for
what he paid before.
Exactly. What he paid before.
So he's going to want to do a Mecca too.
Exactly. Exactly.
So he's a winner.
Yeah. Well, we have that in Lakewood with the houses. When you build a house, and there are times that the houses have mum on it or Mecca toys or whatever the reason is, and you go to the builder, and the builder says, and we had it already in the builder. Builder says, you're right. Okay, so give me back the house.
Because
by time from contract to closing in Lakewood, and especially when they build, the price can go up $50,000 to $100,000, right?
And he wins?
And the seller wins.
The builder wins.
And the builder wins. He said, you're right, it's a Mecca toy, give me back the house, and I'll give you back the money.
This may be a phone question, but
you're right. You see the Ramban Rashba, you're right. What's your name?
Daniel Pomper. I sent the email.
Great, okay.
But does the hashkafa always end line up with the halakha? Like in this case, let's say without the Avinazia, he's going to be Michael on the other 16. From a hashkafic perspective, should the seller.
Probably anyway, because since. I don't want to lose the ilam, but since. Buyer's mutzik on those shades that he did get, so copy those shades he could say, I'm like the Rashba and not a Shoshal and Yadaz. So even though the seller's mutzik on the other shades,
and the money,
the Kaira, even though he's mutzik on the money and the other shades, but the seller can't claim that I was Michael, because I clearly had what to stand on. And not be Michael, because I held
not,
like a rash.
You're not a Ganav.
So I'm not a Ganav. I'm hooked on it. So even he is not a simple like just Kimli. The seller can't take Kimli. But you want to know what happens if it would be a Mechila? What should the seller do? Fartia, what's your name?
What's your time?
You live here?
Yeah.
Okay, Gavaldik. Great for listening. So Hashkafically, he probably should come through with it, yeah, because that's what he committed to initially, right?
It's always funny when Hashkafa doesn't. That's why I said maybe it's a cool question.
No, it's good. Okay.
The things with the amount, it goes short and everything. They call it, it's standard in the market.
You know,
it's cheaters.
It's cheaters? You know,
that's
but that, I should have mentioned another one. The plastic, like garbage bags.
Garbage bags, toilet paper, multifold.
Oh yeah, I just know garbage bag. Garbage bag, they have a different thing. When they tell you a certain, I forgot what it's called.
Thickness. Milk
thickness.
And mics.
Right, correct. They're allowed to be off by a little bit.
Right.
And they capitalize on that.
So the market has.
It's such a truma market. They deliberately capitalize on what they're left.
That's
exact.
In the market, they say, what do you want? You want a true 500 or you want a cheater? it's standard. They rip you off. You're supposed to get 500 sheets. You're getting 350, 380. That's how it is.
It started with 2x4.
The shower
right?
is.
2x4 is 4x4. 2x4 is 4x4. 3.5 inches.
When you get home, when you were.
It used to be 2x4.
I didn't
know. It was once 2x4?
Yeah, I don't know. Once?
I don't know.
You see the old
construction. And the same thing also, 2x6s are not 6, it's 5.5.
And the old construction. You see the old construction.
It's like they cut corners, literally.
No, by wood, it's the pre-cut size versus the post-cut size.
I measured it 2x4, and I measured it, and I'm like,
for some reason, but the 2 doesn't shrink. It's only the 4 that
really
shrinks. Okay, but this is the world we live in. We live in a corrupt society. I don't check exactly.
we talk about the houses. Can the builder, you know, say the prices go up, can the builder say, I promise to give him these kinds of windows? I'm not going to give him those windows. I'll give him cheaper windows. If he wants, he'll come, you know, I'll take the house back and I'll sell it for higher
price. You're not living. Now,
are you allowed to do that?
No, for sure the seller's not allowed. The seller is supposed to deliver what he committed to. But the question is, like, post facto, we've had numerous dini Torah where the house is already built and there were certain defects in the house, and let's just say they're not fixable, we'll talk about that, and the buyer wants to have some discount on the money, or he wants some mechanized, and we've had countless times that the builder says, you're right, I feel terrible for you, it's a mechanized, give me back the house, because he knows the house went up $100,000, $200,000 since from the time he went and got it till he built it, 18 months, it went up, and then the buyer is stuck. There's no other aids, and you're going to see him in Mitchum and Sifdal and more about it, but... yeah, you can't get the whole seven on one. We start off with Midah Mishkan in the first set. All right, Kavaldik. All right, what's your name?
Jacoby.
You live here?
No,
that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Kavaldik. Okay. Kavaldik.
Thank you.
And your name?
Yosef.
And you're Silivian?
Yes.
Okay, Kavaldik. And you?
Josh Fox.
And you live here too? Kavaldik. All right. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful community.
Halachically, isn't there also like a little bit of wiggle room?
Is there what?
Is there not a certain like percentage that you're allowed to be off in halacha or no? Has to be.
Midu Mishkan Minyan now will be off by anything. By enough, since it's hard to assess a price, there. You might not even be allowed to, but if it was Pakul Mishtos, it's a Makhila. The Chakhila could be still like it's a Dereis, a Makhla, because you're trying it by Pakul Mishtos. Makhla is supposed to be Makhla on Rishon's above. But at least, post facto, it's not grants of Makhla. But here, by me, the Mishka Minion, even a Makhla
is also in something. Right. Like, but I'm saying, isn't there some are there Mishnayos about it? Like if you buy in land or things like that? And
that's later on. That's by base core. That's because he said, the Gemara says it from the Shinus, that employ it could be off a little bit.
By land.
By land.
That's only by land.
By land, and it's only because the language was employed, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
And your sister, I don't know why you don't think it's Daimler. Here the Moichar has to take
response.
Why do you think it's a Mecca place? You think it will be a bit of the Mecca place if your sister were
there? It's Tamshiz, it's a Mechiva. If you have that Piski Chuba and Oinis, then in a Kalam, it won't be Mechiva.
Why wouldn't you say that this is the case where the Moichar has to take responsibility?
Why isn't he a Mecca take away? Who is it?
Because you, the case itself was that they didn't realize if they were indoors. She put it on out, she left her house. So it's not a toys that you're going to find right away. It's something you have to be sitting and realizing 10 minutes later. So you're going to be wearing it for 10 minutes, you're not going to notice. So she only noticed it after 20 minutes. Now, most people, if this, the Moicha didn't know about this toys. Moicha didn't know about this pagam in the Mecher. It happened. The punkt in China, this shirt was made wrong.
You're creating like an implied understanding, which you might be right, maybe wrong.
Isn't it a fereshes?
No.
What do you mean?
Made that understanding. I never stipulated that with the seller.
What?
And the seller never stipulated that with me. Use it after I discover the mum because
if I take it to Medina Sayyam, I told the seller before, and I'm taking it to Medina Sayyam, and it costs more than the shirt to get it back. I took it there. I took a dining room table to Eretz Yisrael. I told the guy I'm taking it to Eretz Yisrael. He sent it to me to Eretz Yisrael. It cost me $800. I took it to Eretz Yisrael because I was taking a whole load of stuff. Anyways, I get to Eretz Yisrael. The table's broken. I call up the seller. He's like, oh, I realize Taka's broken. It's not the wrong thing. What's the halacha? Mekach tois. I don't have to give it back to him. I can take it, throw it in the garbage, and he has to give me back the money.
No, I don't have to throw it dry. It's just
he could pay for it. He could pay for it to get it back.
Exactly.
And we both know he's not going to defend $100 to get $800.
That's his
fine.
Decision.
It's his decision. So
but that there is a halacha. They're not understanding. There's a halacha.
The halacha is
that if I took it to a certain place,
and he knew about it,
it's his responsibility to bring it back. So here, I took it to the restaurant. In theory, it would be his responsibility to bring it back. Maybe. But it's not true because here, I never told him I'm taking it to the restaurant. I just bought it. If I would tell him I'm taking it to the restaurant, then it would be his to take it back from the restaurant. That's the halakha. But to now create an implied intent, it's creating something further, that therefore I have a right to use it, that he never said, I never said, it's not in the fine print anywhere, nothing. So now you're creating like an anan sahadi that was never discussed. If you tell me there's an anan sahadi, I got it. If it's anything short of anan sahadi, well, if it's not discussed, it doesn't exist. It's Dvaram Shabbalai.
Okay. You're saying because over there the halach is that you, yes, you get it back. So it's the same thing over here. The shir is not just on that right.
Well,
the
but don't see that I have a right to use it. I tried this to resolve the chemia. You know, maybe that would be like type of a svar to try to justify the piskei
chumah. Now I have a sefer and I find that I have it open to this page. And I see that this page is missing.
Missing.
It's missing. It's missing. This page is missing. So I'm looking at this page. Is it hashtam just to keep reading? In other words, I did the hashtam just on this page. I already was mishtamish with this page.
No,
and I'm
but mishtamish more. If you continue.
But there's no difference. There's no difference to the meicher.
So that doesn't make a difference. If you continue to use it, now if you tell me just open, you're not using, you're just looking at it until we go into the Marnel and Matthias, so looking at something as a Shamshis.
But I'm wearing a shirt. I'm
wearing a shirt for sure. Wearing.
No,
for sure,
I'm not doing a mice. I'm not putting it on.
No, it's on you. Every move you take is wearing tear.
No, they're putting it on.
Every sweat that you sweat is creating more smell into the thing and making it not new anymore. Everything that you do to the item is creating a Shamshis on the item. You have no right to wear it. You have to pull it off.
It has to be. So it could even be a passive ishtamshis to be plagim.
It's sort of not passive. Every move I move, every nuance I make, I am now creating wear and tear in the iron.
I want to follow up
with that. Yeah, with the shirim. Yeah. So the question is like, you know, really level wise. Well, you have like that. I have a Matzai Shabbos here, so just in the winter. We do, last night I wasn't there, but normally we have, it's for an hour. I jam it with a lot of raid. I don't know if you ever listen to them, but I pack it in with a lot of raid and a lot of stories and a lot of truths. I overwhelm the ilam. I give them a lot of information all in one shot. It's a very high caliber ilam. And then what I do is on Sunday, usually on Sunday, I send out to them the notes of this year. Written out and a recording, so anyone wants a chaza. So that's what I do. If you want to do that, you could do that. The question is you have to know your level. All right. So when I started my Matzai Shabbos here, I had more Balabatim and fewer Yungalite. Now I have many more Yungalite, so it took on a different level. So you might want to try out perhaps the earlier Shurim first and see. If that, because even then I move faster then. I use, like right now I cover a little less than a sif a week. I use this mechab as a springboard as the base, and I use that.
But there's a way for me to get the marmakamos.
So when you say marmakamos, you mean like what do you call marmakamos?
Like it's easier for myself. Let's say like what we had over, like this obviously is right. Great. It's easier for me. Not just easier, I can understand the share, right. Obviously. But I'm saying it's more useful for me to have something like, okay, now I said, okay, I saw the sif, I saw the Nisa Kela, I saw the Rebbe Kiva Higa that says about when it happens, I feel like I have a...
Right, that was a good one. No, they don't got it. Yeah.
I feel like I have something. I'm like learning a safer bias, right. You know, and like.
So that we don't have. I don't give out any marmakamos beforehand.
But you have it
then or now. But Sunday, I give the notes on what was passed. Right. So it's after the fact, but that I only started like the last maybe 5-7 years we started to do that, maybe more, maybe 8-9 years, I don't remember. We started with it that we changed, giving the shift over 20 years, but like there was a time that we came more digitally adept and we started to do that. So what could I tell you? Well, one thing is that every shear is marked according to its sif. So at the very least, you want maybe not get the sugis, but at the very least you get the sif. So you compare, let's say sif aleph. You compare sif aleph, learn the nice kalim, and then listen to the shear. And then prepare sif beis, learn the nice. You're not going to get the rishonim. I'll mention the shear if I think it's nagel. Like here, then I'm not sure. I'll mention, but you won't see it necessarily just in the nice kalim. You won't get that. You could try that. You could try the early ones like no mekatayis. And then you could, you live here in North Miami? Okay, Gavaldik. So they have a Chesha Mishbar here in the afternoon. I don't know what your time schedule is.
Yeah, I'm a morning and night person. I work in Hollywood. So.
Hollywood, what do you do?
I'm a dentist.
A dentist, oh wow. So when do you work, in the afternoons you work?
I work in the morning and the afternoons.
Morning and evening.
9 to 5.
So 9 to 5,
I'm mostly here in the morning and at night.
Got it. So this is an idea. Take a, you might want to take something that they either learned or are learning. So just in case you start, you have someone to talk to. Like they learned a non-lactatized and now they're learning scales by online. So take any one of these three topics. I'm going to give you a suggestion. Go by SIF, learn a SIF. Listen to the shir, and you know, I know Mechatzais, I don't have written up because those were the early days. Skir's Poyalim, some of Skir's Poyalim have written up because we gave it in two different tekufis, one before I wrote up notes and one after. So, like Shin Lam Megimah that they're learning now, I wrote up notes. So, I could send you those notes, for example. So, if you learn, you know, Sif, prepare it, listen to the shir, you probably gain a lot. Skir's Poyalim is going to be a little harder. Because that was like, you know, again, right. Numbaxx was like 23 years ago. Skir's Poyalim was more like 10 years ago. You know, like, as it get on, it got considerably harder. First, the topics became harder, because I took the low fruit first. And then also the clientele became like, and I pack it in. But, you know, if you leave recording, you could always pause.
Right.
Which we don't have, like, when the job is logged, you can't pause it. No pause. But here, you know, and you can listen. Is that true?
And where are they? They're on what?
So there, first I could give it to you. If you give me a flash drive, I could give them to you because I have my computer here. They're also on the web in some cloud. The Bezin has it in a cloud. You can get it through their link. And then a number of the
different... I found Bar Mitzvah on Torah downloads.
Torah downloads and different the websites carry different sets. None of them have that Kol HaLashon and the Torah downloads in. What is the other one called? The Torah Anytime. But Torah Anytime is, I think, just starting to take it. The Torah Downloads is from Silver Spring? Where is this guy from?
Yeah, it's Silver Spring one.
Yeah, so he has. But he only has like... He has only like till 8 years ago. Okay. Like everyone at Coalition has only till like 5 years ago. But the easiest, just give me a flash drive. You have a flash drive?
I can get one.
I can give you all this year. You know,
I have till I gave it to you.
Since last year. But I could give you a link. That might be better. I could give you a link where you could just get anything you want. I'll give you a link to the Bezin's cloud.
Okay. So just send an email?
Send me an email. Just remind me. And I'll.
Okay, the same email?
I'll try to find it. All right. You could join the Sunday morning thing.
Yeah.
Rabbi Blasher gives Sunday morning question. Okay.
Sure.
Try it.
Thank you.
Try it. But you should try to take a topic, like I said, that they learned already. So, because, you know, over the phone, it's great. If you want someone to, like, if you're stuck on something, so you could talk to the in the light here, that would be great. Mm-hmm. You know? All right. Hatzlacha.
So, if you the bach with the Rambam, like, you're in the store holding the bag, and the guy puts them out one by one, right?
Right.
And then, you want to get 100. But also, just to backtrack, if you make a opinion with the guy, I'm going to give you 100 nuts, then at that point, even the bach, the Rambam, you would say that he's mechuyav to...
Maybe if he made a shibud aguf. I'm mishabed my goof to deliver you 100 nuts. So you have to be prepared. Even that's my place. It's Sherry Semis and Ksois.
It's a real learning of the
subject. That's what I'm saying. It's a little harder to...
Right. For an end in Shabbos, I have to know something.
What was the rabbi?